The food world has always had its share of gay icons. Look no further than James Beard. But recently, a new gay food icon has rolled into town and has been strewing rainbow sprinkles. Douglas Quint and his partner Brian Petroff started the Big Gay Ice Cream Truck in 2009, which morphed into two stores and now a book. Big Gay Ice Cream, Saucy Stories and Frozen Treats, Going All the Way with Ice Cream. Douglas talks to our correspondent, David Leet.
Welcome to the show, Douglas.
Ahem, hello.
So let's start at the very beginning of this incredible journey, Dorothy. Mm-hmm. How did the Big Gay Ice Cream Truck and also shop begin?
Yeah, long before the tornado took us away.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting my doctorate at the CUNY Grad Center, and it was a lot of work. You know, getting a doctorate's not easy. You have to study, and you have to play your instrument. You have to do recitals. The doctorate was going to be in bassoon performance, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the winter leading up to my final semester, I thought, I'm going to do something strange this summer. It's not going to have anything to do with music. It's not going to have anything to do with studying. And it's going to have something to do with New York. And it's going to be a summer job like I've never had. I always went to music camps and things like that. So the opportunity to have an ice cream truck appeared suddenly on Facebook through a friend of mine who had been driving an ice cream truck. So I thought, well, that's weird. And I mentioned the whole thing to Brian, and Brian said, yeah, that's weird, do it. And that's kind of how it all started.
And the name The Big Gay Ice Cream Truck came about because how?
Well, that came about because I wanted to tell my friends on Facebook what was going on, to sort of have them come along for the ride. And we didn't have a name for this Facebook group, and I just called it The Big Gay Ice Cream Truck because it sounded like it was going to be a big gay ice cream truck. And we figured we'd do some sort of name later. We'd figure it out later. But so many people started joining the group just to see I'm a fan of the Big Gay Ice Cream Truck in their feed that we realized we had found our name. So when we actually brought a truck out onto the street, people flipped out. They didn't realize we were serious about it. I didn't realize that either.
Now, why soft serve ice cream?
Well, soft serve found us. Because the ice cream truck can only serve vanilla and chocolate ice cream. You know, there's only those two handles, basically, on the right. Ice cream truck. So that's how the premise of getting a different topping menu started for the truck. Because we looked at it, and it was chocolate sprinkles and rainbow sprinkles and cherry dip and chocolate dip. And those are all great things. But those have all been on the ice cream truck menu since, the diesel engine was invented.
Right.
So we wanted to redo it, or at least boost it up a level. And so one of the combinations that kind of proved popular was dulce de leche and crushed up Nilla wafers. It's the cone that would become the B. Arthur.
So what are some of your other bestsellers?
Well, the very best seller is called the Salty Pimp, which mm-hmm. is vanilla ice cream that we inject with dulce de leche, then salt and put into chocolate dip. And the way that came about was I was, using a squeeze bottle to just sort of drip dulce de leche onto everything. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, it's got like a needle point. I could just shove it right into the ice cream.
Right.
And there I went. And I don't really know of anyone who screwed with soft serve like that. At the time, I don't really know anyone now who does it, but the idea was to mangle it, kind of. We have a cone called American Globs,
right?
And it's busted up pretzel pieces that are smashed into the ice cream and then, again, chocolate dipped. So we really, really abused soft serve.
And that came out of Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. I got word that he was coming to the truck, and I sort of panicked, and I actually wanted to name something for him.
For one of his books.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know at the time what it would be. And I panicked and I thought, oh, wait. I'm at Union Square. There's that great pretzel vendor over there. Go get me busted up pretzels. And we're going to call it American Globs,
right,
after American Gods. And that was kind of it. So the very first, Brian and I made one and tested it. But the very first American Globs served to the public was served to Neil, which is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the book, because I think this is a trip, this book. You create it to be a yearbook of sorts, with the sections of freshman and sophomore and junior and senior, and you have some pretty heavy-duty endorsements in there. There's Tony Bourdain, Rachel Ray, Gail Simmons. How did this come about?
Well, we were approached by Random House, and they said, we really want you to do a book. So we went into a hyperbaric chamber and dreamed up this concept, because the main conceit of this book is that most ice cream cookbooks start with the very hardest thing first. They start with making a custard.
Right.
And it's kind of intimidating, mm-hmm. I think, for a lot of people. So we decided to do it backwards. So the very first recipes aren't really recipes. They're just fun things you can do with ice cream.
Right.
And eventually, through the course of the book, hopefully you get the cojones to go ahead and make our ice cream recipes. But if you don't get that far, there's still stuff to do.
Yeah, right from the very beginning.
Yeah, a lot of cookbooks people just sort of look at. Yeah. They're like Pinterest now. And we wanted it to be practical. And we've kind of gotten some knocks in reviews about that. Just the fact that it starts off simple, people don't really seem to get. Whatever.
Well, Douglas, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much.
It really was a pleasure having me on. You're right.
It was.
Ta-ta.
Douglas Quint is co-author with Brian Petroff of Big Gay Ice Cream. David Leet is the publisher of Leet's Culinaria at lccooks.com. Well, Douglas left us with two recipes, milk chocolate ice cream and awesome sauce. And you can find them both at splendidtable.org.